via remote. I'm Tommy. Afghanistan's Taliban urged the United States Saturday to unfreeze Afghanistan's central bank reserves during an ongoing meeting with an American delegation in Qatar. The Taliban acting foreign minister, Amir Khan Mottaki, who is leading his side at the two-day talks in Doha, said that U.S. In the opening session, promised that they would sustain humanitarian assistance to his turmoil-hit nation and would offer coronavirus vaccines to Afghans. Washington has frozen billions of dollars in Afghan assets, mainly deposited in the U.S. Federal Reserve, since the Taliban took control of the country. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have also blocked development assistance, citing human rights concerns under Taliban rule. Saturday's meeting was the first face-to-face dialogue at a senior level since the Islamist group took control of the country following the U.S. withdrawal in late August. Austria's conservative Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has resigned to end a government crisis after his coalition partner said that he was unfit for office because he has been placed under investigation on suspicion of corruption. The move satisfied the demand by his junior coalition partner, the Greens, that he go. And even though Kurz plans to stay on as his party's leader and become its top lawmaker in parliament, prosecutors said Wednesday that they had placed Kurz and nine others under investigation on suspicion of wrongdoing, corruption, and a breach of trust, bribery as well. This is VOA News. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said on Saturday that he would lead talks on the next government if the country's president asked him to do so. This follows a defeat in the parliamentary election. With all the votes counted, the Czech Statistics Office said together a liberal-conservative three-party coalition captured 27.8% of the vote, beating his party, which won 27.1%, and a second blow to the populist, another center-left coalition of the party and a group of mayors received 15.6% of the vote to finish third. The two-day election to fill 200 seats in the lower house of Czech Republic's parliament took place shortly after the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reported details of Babiš's overseas financial dealings in a project dubbed the Pandora Papers. The 67-year-old has denied any wrongdoing. Taiwan has responded angrily Saturday to Chinese President Xi Jinping's vow for a peaceful reunification. Speaking to a large crowd in an air base in northern Taiwan, the Taiwanese president said that at a pre-National Day reception, vowed to uphold democracy. Presidential office also described Taiwan as a sovereign independent country, not part of the People's Republic of China, and reiterated the clear rejection of China's offer of one country, two systems to rule the island. Tensions between Taipei and Beijing have ratcheted up recently. At the start of October, China's Air Force mounted four straight days of incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Iraq's elections on Sunday come with enormous challenges. Iraq's economy has been battered by years of conflict, endemic corruption, and more recently the coronavirus pandemic. State institutions are failing while the country's infrastructure crumbles. As well, powerful paramilitary groups increasingly threaten the authority of the state and hundreds of thousands of people displaced from the years of war. While few Iraqis can expect a meaningful change in their day-to-day lives, the parliament elections will shape the direction of Iraq's foreign policy at a key time in the Middle East. That includes as Iraq is mediating between regional rivals, Iran and Saudi Arabia. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.